This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
Kewaskum's Jordan Stoll shooting for his third gold medal of the 2026 Winter Olympics later today in the 1,500-meter race in Milan. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Stoll's won his first gold in the 1,000 meters last Wednesday, added a second gold in the 500 on Saturday. U.S. women's hockey team will face Canada for the gold medal today. Team USA dominating the tournament so far, going a perfect 6-0, outscoring their opponents 31-1, including a 5-0 preliminary round win over Canada. U.S. men advanced to the semifinals with a 2-1 overtime victory over Sweden yesterday. The Americans will take on Slovakia in Friday's semifinals. Canada will take on Finland in the other semifinal after a 4-3 overtime victory over Czechia yesterday. Marquette Golden Eagles fell to Big East leading St. John 76-70 at Fiserv Forum last night as the 12th straight win for St. John's, who moved into first atop the Big East after UConn was beaten by Creighton 91-84. Nigel James Jr. had 25 to lead the Golden Eagles. Marquette started the second half with an 11-0 run to build a lead, but the upset hopes ended there.
Thought when we got the 6-point lead, you know, some of our rim decisions really hurt us. Against them, they're going to try to block everything. You got to find the open man. Definitely some possessions we'd love to have back. And then, you know, on the other end of the floor, we just weren't quite tough enough on whether it was offensive rebounding. We held them to 33% from the field, so you'll take that any day of the week.
That's Golden Eagles head coach Shaka Smart. Green Bay Phoenix coach Doug Gottlieb suspended by the Horizon League after his postgame criticism of game officials in the team's loss to UW-Milwaukee. Assistant Kerry Rupp will take Gottlieb's place against the Oakland Golden Grizzlies on Friday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.